So take whatever it is in your life that's not working. This won't be like none of us have got anything. It's like take anything that's not working and label it differently. So there's something the matter with your house. You say, I've got a problem. No, the house has a problem. It's got a leaking roof. The house has a problem. The computer has a problem. The car has a problem. Only when we have unpleasant feeling do we have a problem. So the reason why this distinction is so critical is the solution to outer problems and the solution to our problems, which are inner problems inside the mind. The solutions are completely different. So no one, until you hear a wisdom instruction like this, no one thinks like this. So everybody is trying to solve outer problems. Have you noticed how relentless it is? Has anyone succeeded in solving outer problems? Outer problems are endless. If you think about it, can you imagine ever getting to a point in your life where everything's working permanently? It's just never going to happen. So if we're waiting for that, to be happy and think, oh, I've solved all my problems, that's never going to happen. In fact, it's going to get worse. Old age, sickness and death is coming. That's not a Buddhist belief, by the way. Old age, sickness and death are on their way. So, well, maybe we'll go back to the text. When our computer, for example, has a problem, we usually say, I have a problem. But in reality, it is the computer's problem, not our problem. It's the computer's problem. So of course we need to fix it. But if we don't have an unpleasant feeling, we have no problem, because we've learned that to correctly recognize our own problems means we recognize them as our own unpleasant feelings. So if there's no unpleasant feeling, there's no problem. We have no problem. The computer's got a problem, it's broken. The car's got a problem, the house is a problem, our bank balance has a problem, etc. Like that. It's an outer problem. The computer's problem is an outer problem. Our problem, which is our own unpleasant feelings, unhappiness, disappointment, discouragement, frustration, mental pain, is an inner problem. These two problems are completely different. So we've never engaged in distinguishing these before. No one talks like this. This is Buddha's language. This is Buddha's language, understanding the mind. So if we begin to do this, we'll understand how to become someone who has no problems. We'll understand how to do that. It doesn't mean outer problems are going to cease. It means that no unpleasant feeling comes, whatever happens. So these two problems are completely different. We need to solve the computer's problem by repairing it. So the computer's problem is repaired, is fixed by hands. Hands can't fix the unpleasant feeling. So our problems are fixed by a different method. The car has a problem, we need a mechanic. The house has a problem, we need a builder. It's like they're fixed, for example, with hands. Our problem, our unhappiness, our frustration, our disappointment, our discouragement, our depression, can't be fixed with hands. That there's no outer solution to the painful feelings that are coming from within that are our problem. We need to solve the computer's problem by repairing it. So if we understand outer problems, inner problems, outer problems have different solutions to our problems. If we stop, learn, if we learn to stop our own unhappiness, discouragement, disappointment, mental pain, we have no problems. Even though difficulties keep arising, we need to solve the computer's problem by repairing it, and we need to solve our own problem, this problem here, unhappiness, frustration. So how do you feel when your computer won't work? You know, often we thump things, kick things, steam comes out of our ears. That's our problem. So things cannot work and we have no problem. We can keep a peaceful, happy mind and repair the computer, repair the car. We don't need to go through all that mental pain. So why are we reacting in such a ridiculous manner, destroying our own happiness, just because there's an outer difficulty? Because, as we've learned, we have uncontrolled desire to the fulfillment of our own wishes. So we're annoyed. The car won't start. We're annoyed the computer won't work. We're annoyed or anxious that we have no money, etc., etc. Those unpleasant feelings are our own problem. They're solved by a completely different method. They're solved by applying Buddha's teachings of compassion and wisdom in our own heart. Compassion and wisdom are the antidote to where all those unpleasant feelings are coming from. We need to solve our own problem by controlling our desire for the computer's problem to be solved. So because we're so attached to the computer working properly, we get upset when it doesn't.